1-855-450-3733. You're listening to the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. The lines are open at 855-450-3733. And I know, it's hard to believe that there's this live programming on Sunday evening from 7 to 10 Eastern. But it's true. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
We are just head and shoulders above those other talk radio programs who want to take the day off on Sunday.
Indeed. So, you've got a story about the Department of Homeland Security keeping us safe on MySpace?
Yeah, this is pretty... It would be funny if it weren't so Orwellian, I guess, is the word that I would use to describe it. This is from Yahoo News, and the headline is Lawmakers Press Homeland Security on Internet Monitoring by Mark Hosenball from Reuters.
What are you going to say about that, you know?
I'm more interested in the story, and yeah. This is really terrible. Leaders of a congressional subcommittee are urging the Department of Homeland Security to extensively monitor social media sites like Twitter and Facebook to detect current or emerging threats, in quotes. The top Republican and Democrat on a House counterterrorism subcommittee last month sent a letter to Homeland Security's intelligence chief encouraging department analysts to pore over huge streams of social media traffic. So they want to hire a bunch of bureaucrats, essentially, to read every post on Facebook, Twitter, and other places online. I mean...
Can you imagine?
Yeah, you thought the TSA was big.
I mean I've got a few friends on Facebook, and I can't read all their posts.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be more than a full-time job for thousands of people. I mean...
Yeah. Pointless.
Representatives Patrick Meehan and Jack Spear said in a letter to Karen Wagner, Undersecretary of Homeland Security for Intelligence and Analysis...
I want the job of monitoring...
The longer the titles get, the more, you know...
I want the job monitoring MySpace.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing goes on in MySpace.
I'm just going to move to Aruba. I'll take the sweet government paycheck. You know, I hear that, there's 700,000, I think it was, government employees, or federal employees are making more than governors are. Maybe I've got my numbers wrong. It's been some time since I read the article, but some incredible number of federal employees make more than state governors do.
Yeah.
They get really big paychecks. And, you know, I'll take one of those big paychecks to watch MySpace for you.
Wow.
That place is
it does actually say this in the article. This is how out of touch they are with social media. It says, among websites on the center's favorites list to watch were social media like Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. I mean, to put MySpace in the same sentence with Facebook and Twitter in 2012.
To put Twitter in the same place as MySpace, Facebook doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
I mean, Facebook is far more ubiquitous. Twitter just gets tossed in there, and I don't know why. Because some famous people use it. I have no idea. It's just not, you know, I know the
well, they're also going to be
tweeters,
monitoring. Oh, sorry.
Love it.
Sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
They love Twitter, but Twitter is nothing compared to Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just different. I mean,
different and a lot smaller.
Yeah. And a lot of there are government agencies that already watch what is being said on Twitter. Like they just have departments that have.
We just need every government agency to have another branch to watch the same things. A lot of redundancy in this area. That'll boost efficiency.
Well, I think I heard a story a while back, a couple maybe months ago, about the Federal Reserve actually having somebody who worked there to watch Twitter and see what people were saying about the Federal Reserve. And it was part of their PR arm or something like that.
I remember that same thing, yes.
Yeah, and so I'm sure they were picking up a lot of tweets from people like the Silver Circle movie who are anti-Federal Reserve and the other people.
Right.
But I don't think they really had the power to do anything about it, you know what I mean? They were just watching to see what people said, to see if, like, maybe if somebody said something less than friendly about them, they could try to counteract it. But this Homeland Security proposal is actually going to be used to determine, to label people as terrorists, essentially. Now, I don't know about you, Mark, but I regularly share anti-government articles on my Facebook feed and my, you know, Twitter and other places, Google Plus.
I don't know.
They don't even mention Google Plus in here. I guess they're not up with the times. But
I don't know what anti-government means, but I certainly, you know, I feel it's my job as the media is the watchdog on, you know, the government. And I think that that's what the Founding Fathers intended. Not that I think that you know, everything the founding fathers thought was the greatest thing in the world. But if you're going to have a top-down hierarchical state, somebody needs to keep an eye on that thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And maybe that's how I should have phrased it instead of anti-government. I mean, maybe I
they'll
could
call
say...
They'll call what I post anti-government, though.
Well, that's sure. it. Yeah, even if I call it pro-freedom or pro-individual rights or whatever, they'll probably call it, you know, they'll label me as a domestic terrorist. And, you know, who knows what could happen to you from something like that.
You're a cute little domestic terrorist, though.
Thank you. So, yeah, let's see. I lost my place in this article, excuse me. They're saying that they believe it would be advantageous for Department of Homeland Security and the broader intelligence community to carefully parse the massive streams of data from various social media outlets to identify current...
Carefully parse the massive streams of data. I mean, does that make any sense to anyone?
No.
I mean, you couldn't... You'd have to hire... you'd have to hire a quarter of the nation to watch the nation's Facebook and Twitter, and then don't forget that Facebook is covered in foreign nationals too.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how you could do it.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that makes me feel safe on the internet is just the sheer volume of information. It's hard to pick out or single out any one person or blog or whatever. Even if they have a very popular website, you know, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle, right?
Did you get the quote here from what the purpose of the monitoring was from the government? Because I've got that one in my article.
For situational awareness?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, so it says they published a long list of websites which they already monitor for situational awareness. And then they said at a hearing they had convened in December, they had examined the evolving terrorist use of social media and effective intelligence and law enforcement responses, which doesn't really mean much to me.
It's amazing how the government can say nothing. I love this. Yeah. When they say here, it's to collect information used in providing situational awareness and establishing a common operating picture. Does it mean anything to anyone?
You know what that reminds me of? There's this video of Alan Greenspan being interviewed, and he's telling... This is after he was fired or whatever. He lost his job or quit or whatever.
He retired.
After he retired. Excuse me. I'm not up on these things. But anyway...
He got out of there before the ship began to sink.
So when he was...
This is going down. I'm out of here.
Yeah. So when he was no longer working for the government anymore, he revealed that oftentimes at press conferences, if he didn't want to answer a question, he would say something that sounded like he was saying something, but it was actually saying nothing. Like, it would just string together a bunch of kind of big words, mm-hmm. and then the journalist would be like, oh, I see, very profound. Mm-hmm. And then it showed clips of him actually doing this. And then the interviewer was asking him, well, what did you actually mean there? And he goes, nothing.
Let me read this again for people. Because, I mean, you know, once you hear, you know, the guy say that, you get... Collect information used in providing situational awareness and establishing a common operating picture. Nothing!
Yeah.
We're going to keep an eye on stuff.
Situational awareness, I mean, that's very vague, but it could mean, like, they're trying to keep an eye on the trends. Remember a couple years back, they were saying something about...
As if the government knows anything about trends. They don't even mention Google+ in their article. The government talking about keeping an eye on trends.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you remember, Mark, a couple years ago when they were talking about monitoring the chatter to see if there was terrorist activity? And, of course, that was involved with the wiretapping stuff that they were doing, you know, a lot of people said unlawfully, where they were just picking up a bunch of phone conversations and a bunch of other things that they called chatter, you know, and they were trying to see if they could pick out any terrorist activity.
I've heard about this program called Raptor out there that apparently is some government big giant computer thing that goes through all the emails. And, you know, hey, folks, your emails are wide open. I mean, if somebody wants to look at them, they fly through the internet.
That's
the way
what
that
people
one...
say. It's like a postcard.
Yeah. So, you know, that this critter, this computer critter, Raptor, looks at all your emails and then, like, looks for keywords and stuff like that. And I can't imagine what those keywords are with the way that the language that we use is so incredibly martial, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, all kinds of things come to mind. But people use terms like bomb in their regular, you know, you are the bomb.
Money bomb? Yeah, he's the bomb.
They use these terms in their normal, I mean, how in the world? Al-Qaeda doesn't call itself Al-Qaeda. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You like the idea of the government? Checking out your emails, listen to your phone conversations? 855-450-FREE.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733, call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, among other things. We we'll also talk about stories that are in the news. Real quick, before we get in back into the story about the government's watching of social media, keeping an eye on all of us. If you're looking at getting gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency, whatever your purpose might be. I like it for all those reasons myself, and I've got plenty. But we've teamed up with Midas Resources. Midas Resources is connected with the Genesis Communications Network. That is our syndicate. And together we're able to offer some of the best prices you can find on gold and silver on the Internet. Because you'll hear all kinds of ads for gold out there. Lots and lots of them. And those ads, not particularly cheap. So they're including that all in the cost. Well, Midas Resources, they syndicate a company and they make it syndicate some radio shows and they make profits off of those. So they're able to, and through advertising through those, they cut down on those costs and they give you some of the best rates on gold and silver. Before you buy any gold anywhere, go to gold.freetalklive.com. Do yourself that favor and check out the rates there. Not only are you helping Free Talk Live and our syndicate, but you're getting some gold and silver that is probably a good idea to have, whether it's a, like I said, a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. Looks like there's going to be some upward mobility in gold and silver here in the near future. So I'd recommend getting in now. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Sifty?
Yes. So just to recap for our listeners who are just tuning in, we were talking about this article about Homeland Security proposing to monitor websites, social media websites like Twitter, Facebook, and they actually lump MySpace in with them too. But it also says that they're going to monitor YouTube, Flickr, gossip sites like Huffington Post and Drudge Report. I don't know if I'd call them gossip sites. They're more like kind of news.
News aggregator.
Yeah, exactly. And sites like...
The HuffPo is they're actually... It's an online magazine, essentially. Online news source.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think it's right to call them
commentary,
gossip.
I guess.
But I mean,
gossip,
it just shows,
like, you know, I'm talking about starlets. Oh, this one's gained a pound and a half. Look how
it's a threat. It's a threat to Homeland Security.
You can barely see her ribs. You know?
Oh yeah, that's a whole other issue. I mean, that's become way out of hand. But I mean, they're going to be monitoring like YouTube and Hulu and Flickr to look at people's photos.
I mean,
what if you have pictures of a bridge or a railroad track? Are they going to say that you're a terrorist because you're, I don't know, trying to put that information out there?
I have taken lots of pictures of lots of covered bridges here in New Hampshire. And I'm sure that there are people, I'm sure engineers love bridges.
Sure.
I know that my uncle is an engineer, and we went to, together we were in Rome, looking at the Colosseum. Oh, no, I sound so worldly now. You're like one of the few times I've been out of the country, right? So we happen to be in, my mom paid for the trip. Now I don't sound so worldly. So we're at the Colosseum, and I'm just looking at it, there's an old building. Interesting. He's saying, wow, they got that, you know, I was thinking it was 60,000 or 40,000 people would fit into this thing, which is essentially an old football stadium, right?
Yeah, right.
And he said that it could empty out in some, you know, the guide said it could empty out in something like 10 minutes. So for him, it was all about how it's constructed and how, you know, they were able to do that. So he took lots of pictures of things, parts that didn't concern me. Mm-hmm. But as an engineer, it concerned him.
Sure.
I wonder what the government would think of him taking pictures of bridges and parts of bridges and stuff.
Terrorists.
Like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so this just gets worse and worse. And there's somebody who, from the government, who commented that if terrorists are operating in Pakistan or communicating through social media sites like Facebook, we need to remain vigilant. Yet there are important civil liberties questions involving U.S. government monitoring of social media and Americans' internet traffic. We are seeking answers on the department's guidelines and procedures to ensure that American civil liberties are safeguarded. So basically, there's another nothing answer right there. They're basically trying to placate people who are concerned, understandably, that something they post on their Facebook feed might land them in Guantanamo Bay.
Sure, you're watching. We're watching everything you do, but don't worry. We're protecting your civil liberties while we do it. We're protecting your right to privacy by invading, well, your privacy. It's not really your privacy. When you're online, it's public information. So if you're posting things sort of publicly, then you can expect problems.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's posting something that, you know, might seem terroristic. But don't threaten people online. Don't threaten people in real life. Don't threaten people, and you'll probably be okay. But
well, you would think that you'd be okay if you were, you know, followed the non-aggression principle, don't make threats and don't engage in violence or don't, you know, harass anybody. I try to be polite on social media, just like I try to be polite in real life.
That's
but the thing is,
it's to be actually overly polite, because people can at times misinterpret what you say. Short answers tend to look curt. online.
So well, actually, like, I've seen studies before. You know, text-only communication is one of the worst ways, the most often misinterpreted ones.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
It often is.
And speaking of nonverbal cues, I misinterpreted one that you just gave me, so I don't know what you're
doing. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So the tell me again, text-only.
Text-only communication can be one of the worst forms of communication because the way that people interpret it tends to have more to do with the reader's own mood at the time than what the writer actually meant.
Sure. If you're alone and grumpy, it's not going to go that well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got to, and I think that's why I always attempt to be online, and it's not that I'm, you know, good at it, but I try to be solicitous in the way that I type, write to people. That way there's no way to misinterpret what I said. Actually, I've had people think that I was being sarcastic. So,
well, yeah, sarcasm is one of the things that often doesn't come through in online communications.
Right. Or it does overtly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Or erroneously, yeah.
Sure.
So there's all kinds of problems with this, but, you know, I think that most people think of themselves as like, well, I'm not doing anything wrong online. I'm being polite, or I'm just sharing things that I find interesting. But it seems like with this program, especially if they scale it up, I mean, they're already watching some of these websites, and they're already saying that they're watching them. I don't think they were saying that they were before. but they're already watching what people do, but they want to ramp it up. And I think that I could really see a potential for things that are just innocuous, like people sharing things that they find interesting, or maybe saying something that gets misinterpreted by someone in the government.
Sure.
Those things become a problem. I see that potential there.
You look at the no-fly list and the terrorist watch list and things like that, and you'll see all kinds of people that have been put on there for no reason whatever.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, what do you do in that circumstance?
What if somebody represents themselves?
Names.
You know, on Twitter they have this verified thing where the celebrities' names are, it says a little thing that this is the real Kevin Bacon or whatever.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. On Facebook, they don't have that, and anybody could make a profile that if they were convincing
enough.
How
do they verify?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, I don't tweet, but how would somebody know that it's the real Mark Edge?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's probably somebody on there tweeting me. Holy crap, I've got to get on Twitter. That's why people are on Twitter, just to verify that it's them.
Well, if there wasn't someone tweeting as Mark before, now there will be by the end of the show. But the real Mark Edge on Twitter. Follow him. But,
pretending to be a bud girl or something, yeah.
But I'm saying that somebody could represent themselves as someone else online at causing trouble for another person. You know, someone could say, I'm Mark Edge and I hate the government, and you could get in trouble.
Indeed. It could happen.
Yeah.
All right.
Scary stuff.
855-450-3733. Is the government watching everything we do?
I don't think they're that smart.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, Be Prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries. Freeze-dried roast beef, 180
82-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. While supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BIOAGE.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453, SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. That spells out free on the telephone number thingy.
Right.
If you're like me, your life is going by so quickly, you just don't have time to sit down with books anymore. I used to be a really avid reader, and I don't do it like I used to, and with books, but I found that audiobooks make a big difference for me. I can, listen to what I want to listen to, and I don't have to take out the time. I could do all kinds of different other things, be on the internet and whatever.
I can really relate to that experience, too. Yeah. All my consumption of material is audio.
It just makes it a lot easier.
Yes.
You can get a free audiobook from audible.com. Go over there and check out their tens of thousands of titles. And that way you know what you're looking at here. There's so many different things to choose from. I can't even begin to tell you. They've got, of course, the front page with all the big name authors that are available right now. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and Kite Runner, and here's the Steve Jobs, autobiography, or the biography, I should say, Tom Clancy's Locked On and Locked In. I can't really read it here. But, pretty much all the big names are available right there for you. And there's more than 100,000 audiobooks to choose from. Audible is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. And you can go get a free audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's a gift from Free Talk Live and Audible to you. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That FTL is an important part of that whole scenario. That it's short for Free Talk Live, and it's pretty much always what we use when there's a free offer or something. So, you know, whenever you got a coupon code or something to enter in, use FTL. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. So, Stephanie, the TSA, turns out it's not just there to keep you safe, but to rake in a bunch of extra money for the government.
Really? How do they do that?
Well,
I mean, they already get our tax money. Do they have another way of pillaging
us?
You're
never
going to
believe this. I wouldn't do this, but I guess some people would, and it makes sense that they would, that they leave their change, just whatever pocket change they have, in the little plastic tubs. They don't bother picking it up. Now, I can see if you left a penny or something in there, that wouldn't be any big deal. But, I mean, some people, you've got several dollars worth of pocket change. I'm going to try to pick that up. But people are in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that the TSA made more than $400,000 last year off loose change.
Wow.
And that's just the stuff that didn't get pillaged by the agents.
Oh, my.
So
people, why are you donating to this criminal agency?
This is from NBCSanDiego.com, written by Erica Ocano and Sarah Greco.
Now, before you start this, Mark, you know what this reminds me of right off the bat? A couple years back, I remember hearing that the TSA was taking things that they had confiscated, like pocket knives and other little gizmos, and auctioning them off on eBay.
Yeah.
And they were making a lot of money off of that. And in one state, like just at one airport, they had made several million dollars over the past year on that.
Yeah. Before we go any farther, I'd like to point out this is an agency that has never caught a terrorist. Its stated purpose is to catch terrorists, and it has never caught a terrorist. Not one. They've got nothing to their name except a whole bunch of half-drank water bottles. I mean...
But, Mark, we're safer if people touch our private parts.
Never. By the way, I came back from Florida a couple of weeks ago, and I was supposed to go through the electroencephalograph, or whatever that thing is that that scans you, that does the x-rays now.
It's not an EEG, it's a body scanner.
Making up something.
Backscatter thing.
The backscatter, thing. And I said, I don't want to go through that.
Yeah.
And they made me wait for about 5 minutes before they brought some guy over. And it was just giant. I would guess he was like Puerto Rican or something like that. Giant man. And, you know, I have never been touched so professionally and so thoroughly by such a large man in my life. He would go through and tell me how he was going to touch me and what place he was going to touch me. And, yeah, indeed, your junk gets just debumped a couple of times.
It's I don't think it makes it okay. It's better than just unexpectedly, putting your hands on somebody in a place that might surprise them or freak them out. But
a place, he got every place.
Wow.
I mean, there wasn't a place untouched.
Oof,
he did everything
but
run his blue glove fingers through my hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really
well, and actually,
thorough.
There was a story a while back that I read on the Sunday show.
People
the TSA searched a woman's afro because they thought she was putting weapons in there. It was ridiculous.
There are big afros in the world, I suppose. If you're going to run an agency that's supposed to, check all the spots,
it was just so offensive, though. I mean,
oh, good grief.
Just blatant racism. I mean,
I think it's silly. I don't know that it's racism or offensive.
Oh, I think it is. I mean, it's just taking this like caricature of what a black person is supposed to look like or whatever, and then focusing on that thing. You know, their afro. There must be hiding weapons in there. I mean, that's lame.
Well, if there's space and it needs to be touched, I don't think it needs to be. I think
I saw a picture of her and it didn't look like she could have possibly put a weapon in her hair.
It wasn't very big. I'm thinking one of those giant afros like from the...
She has curly hair almost like me, but a little more curly.
Okay.
You know, and it was just very fluffy, and I didn't see any reason for it. And the weird thing was...
Well, I don't see any reason for the TSA.
That's the point, yeah.
But, if the TSA is going to molest people... I could see why it intends to molest them more evenly. I could see why it wouldn't, grope a bald man in his head where it was they would somebody who has very extra fluffy hair.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it makes some sense to me.
They do horrible things on a daily basis and they get paid for it. And, they get so much tax money. I mean, the budget of the TSA has been growing by percentages every year, and I think they add like $11 billion every year or something like that was the most recent one that I read on Wikipedia, their budget. And they keep hiring more, like, middle management, too, you know, more agents, more middle management, and it's just growing and growing, like any government agency.
So
they never go away.
I think it bears mentioning here that every time I've seen a story, and I keep my eye on these things, about the TSA's red team, that's what the team of people that test the TSA on. Because if you tried to test the TSA, I wonder if I could get a gun through the TSA.
Right.
They're going to bury you under the prison. I mean, you know, it's going to be a terrible thing for you. So they test themselves on their own testing, and generally when you get the information, it's been leaked because they don't want to release this information.
Oh yeah.
And I've never seen a story where they have missed fewer than 75% of the guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on.
Yes, there was one recent tester who brought a gun back and forth through a security checkpoint like 5 or 6 times.
5 times in Dallas, yeah. And it was with the new backscatter machines. These new machines they're spending, you know, billions of dollars on to put in airports everywhere because they're supposed to give some kind of picture. That picture that you saw when they rolled these things out was an artist's interpretation of what the machine would do, not in fact what it does.
Not to mention it's essentially
the gun on the people.
And it's essentially a medical device that never had to go through the FDA and get approved by their own bureaucracy. I mean, it's the same thing. But
so if somebody was to use this for a medical purpose, it would have had to stay in, you know, testing for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it has spent billions of dollars on it. But since they're using it as a security device, they don't have to do that.
Yeah, and Michael Chertoff's friends assured them that it was safe. Then that means
it's safe.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We don't have any testing on it. But don't worry. It's safe.
Yeah.
They would never accept that from a medical business doing business.
Right.
But
I don't know if they had no testing on it, but let's put it this way: it wasn't the same level of rigor that most medical devices have to go through. Yeah.
855-450-3733. Got any TSA stories you want to share? 855-450-free. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie, tell me about the Free State Project Liberty Forum.
Well, it's something that I am looking forward to very, very much coming up in about a little more than a month now. It's approaching very fast, and it's the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, of course, one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you could be a part of it. Mark, I know I'm going to be there, and so are you, and a lot of the voices that you hear on Free Talk Live.
Lots and, of speakers.
Friends of the show, lots of speakers, yeah.
Peter Schiff.
For me, yeah, Peter Schiff is one of them, very important. Jody Emery. Carlos Miller, we got Clark Neely from the Institute for Justice. They've been, I'm a fan of them because they fight these like ridiculous regulations.
And yes.
Also got Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center.
That should be good.
Yep, had a lot of nullification talk this year.
So how do people, where do they go to sign up?
They can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And if they would like to, if they've been holding off on getting their tickets, they can sign up now with coupon code FTL2012. They're also going to have to get a hotel room or make some arrangements to stay over. Or maybe just come for the day if they're local. I don't know. Maybe some people will come from like places in the Northeast.
Indeed. I'm relatively local. I wouldn't drive home after that. I mean, it's just too much fun. In
yeah,
the evening, so
I like to stay there.
At the very least, split a hotel room with somebody. I bet if you show up and say, hey, I need some place to crash, you can probably...
For the amount of fun you have, it's very affordable.
Yep. 855-450-3733. Give the web address one more time.
One more time. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum.
And then coupon code
FTL2012.
That's right. Also, you can get archives from Free Talk Live completely free going back until 2006. So, we've got lots of audio entertainment for you. It's archives.freetalklive.com. What every other show would charge you for, we give away for free. Archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Simon in Tennessee, listening on XM. Simon, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. How are you? And what's your co-host name again?
This is Stephanie.
This is Stephanie.
Sorry about the background noise. I'm trying to make my point real quick because I got a loud tractor behind me here.
Okay.
But I just wanted to let you know I put up two Ron Paul signs, and I had one up earlier, and I actually were doing construction. A highway sign fell down on top of it. And among that, I put up big poster signs as well, and they kept falling down. So what I've learned is to put up kind of smaller Ron Paul signs. And I also bought some from Walmart, but they come and it's make your own sign with two metal holes with it. So
really?
The other one I put up was on the interstate. I just wanted to kind of see what your thoughts were on that as far as putting up signs, how effective they may be. And also, it's kind of hard for me to hear. I was just on a funnier note. I was wondering how it ever worked out with your son and changing diapers in the middle of the night.
Oh, whether I had to change diapers or not? Yeah. People love to... Simon, I'll answer both your questions. Thanks. I'll get rid of the background noise here. Simon, thanks for the call.
So I assume he's referring to, Mark, that yes. You made a agreement,
an
essentially,
agreement.
With your wife when she was pregnant.
There was
Jack.
A deal made. I wasn't really into this whole idea of having a child. And, you know, I have trouble sleeping, going back to sleep. If I get up in the middle of the night, I'm probably going to be up for a while, and then I'm going to want to go to sleep at about 5, and then I'm going to want to sleep till 11, and it just really throws me off. And it was one of my big concerns. You want the kid, you're going to have to take care of it, was basically the deal. And I said that, you know, I don't want to get up and change diapers or anything like that. Now, secondarily, she doesn't work, okay? She's a stay-at-home mom. She works. She doesn't have a job. If a job is something that you punch a clock on and get paid to do.
Okay.
She does do some work for Free Talk Live, and thank goodness she does it, because then she's better at it than I am and can do it faster. You know, kind of detail work that I'm not so hot at. But, yeah, I mean, she's basically a mommy is her job. And so, you know, she'd have to get up and change the diapers, and I think she got me up twice he's 3 and a half now, in that amount of time. One time he was had a fever, and she was worried, and so she had me and something else, I can't remember what the other one was. So I think all in all, things went pretty well. If over the course of 3 and a half years I had to get up twice to do something with the child, I think things went well, and I expected them to. I wouldn't have made a deal with a person. I wouldn't have gotten married to a person I didn't feel I could make a deal with, and I wouldn't have made a deal with her if I didn't feel that we could stick with it. So that's what happened, and I'm delighted.
But your feelings have changed too on like the desire for Jack.
Oh, he's the greatest thing ever. You know, I mean, I don't know. I had no desire to have a child, but now that I have one, he's just awesome. Love touching him and playing with him and wrestling with him and all those things.
I just saw you talking on Skype with him during the break.
Yeah,
that was nice.
He likes to, he likes daddy, as he should. you build a bond with your kids, and it's going to last a lifetime. But you know,
but don't change their diapers.
Well, I change.
Leave that to the wife.
During the day, I don't mind changing diapers. But she changed more of them, so she just got better with the poopy diapers than I was. So she was just better at it. Why would I do it if I would take the one half of the child and she'd take the other half, and I'd take the top half and entertain it while she was dealing with the bottom half. Because frankly, he's very active during these.
Yeah,
these times,
I bet.
So. Anyway, all in all, things went quite well, and, you know, if parenthood is something that you're considering, I don't advise you against it. Secondly, Ron Paul signs. What do signs do for political campaigns?
Are you asking me?
Sure, I'll ask you.
I think they create a buzz. I think they let people know that they're not the only one who might support somebody.
I think that's the most important thing that they do.
Yeah.
I think Ron Paul's got a lot of sort of semi-supporters out there, like, well, I kind of support
they're
what
on
he
the
says
fence.
To say, but I got to vote for the guy who's going to win. Mm. And frankly, Ron Paul has as much of a chance of winning as any other candidate out there at this point. I mean, he's got a lot of things going for him. So if you can convince your friends, neighbors, family, and just random people you don't know to vote for Ron Paul by putting up a sign, I recommend putting up a whole bunch of signs. If somebody lives in a community, and this recently happened in New Hampshire, you're driving down the road, you see Newt signs and Santorum signs, and you know what that means. And
when there's
Romney
Santorum
signs,
like all over the road,
yeah, there's Santorum
you start to feel
everywhere
kind of discouraged. Yeah.
When you see these things everywhere and you don't see any Ron Paul signs, and there were places that was like, so I'd go and I'd stick one in the ground there. Because we need to be represented here in this pile of politicians.
But does it help when there's like 50 Romney signs and then there's
care.
One Ron Paul sign?
Well, I just want it to be, you know, to be seen. Because there are places where there are plenty of Ron Paul signs, too. And you can see that the showing of Ron Paul, he came in second in New Hampshire. Huge. It's actually second in both the Republican and the Democrat primary.
Yep.
So I say signs are effective. I don't know about the homemade signs versus the campaign signs. I would think the campaign signs were more effective because people tend to just gravitate towards the...
Looks more professional.
Well, you know, a lot of people want to eat at the chain restaurants along the interstate because they're used to getting the same thing they're used to getting. I just think humans tend to be that way, that they want what they want to see. So like something that looks off.
They want consistency?
Yeah, consistency.
I think that's accurate, sure.
So predictability, maybe. But I think that a handmade sign is better than no sign at all, so I recommend signs. I mean, you could
also wear a t-shirt or take out some advertising on the web or something, or there's lots of other ways besides signs to reach people.
And the Paul campaign's done a really good job this time around with advertising. They're on television doing TV advertising, they're doing radio advertising. They're running a real campaign, and I'm very impressed with them this time around. I was not impressed with the 2008 campaign's use of television. I felt that they really fell down there. Television advertising, in the way it's used these days, makes a candidate seem more viable. Radio, you can reach more people. It's a better buy. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But sort of viability, you want television. And for a candidate, I don't know, you know, different products are different, but for a candidate, you definitely want that. And they bought a lot of television this time, and it's being very successful. Of course, that medium is diminishing over time. Fewer and fewer people were watching televisions, and there were fewer and fewer are watching the major networks. But, you know, you've got to buy the ads where the ads are available. Ron Paul, all over Facebook, and that's important. He's got the young crowd.
Sure. Now, one thing I wanted to bring up, I'm sorry, I forgot the caller's name, but he mentioned hanging signs on like overpasses or something like that.
Simon,
okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. And so I kind of wonder about, like, I know it's proper etiquette and good and a nice thing to do to, like, pick up campaign signs afterwards,
yes,
after you put them up. And some people do that, some people don't. But what about, like, I've heard of people getting, you know, essentially hassled by police because they were holding up signs on overpasses. For instance, some friends of the show held up a sign that said taxes are theft on an overpass, and they were holding it. They weren't even hanging it, but they got in trouble for that. But yet I see signs all the time that'll say welcome home troops or whatever.
Yeah, you get away with that. Those get away with if they're...
It seems to be the content of the sign that, you know, determines whether...
I wonder about hanging from overpasses, how beneficial that is, because... You know, there's some people out there that say, well, you're defacing public property.
Or that it's distracting
and
people.
And they may very well choose not to vote for the candidate. They get a bad taste in their mouth over the sign itself, and they may choose not to vote for the candidate because of the sign. But people make funny decisions over voting, you know? I mean,
sure.
It's a funny thing. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. What do you think about campaign signs, their effectiveness? What's the most effective thing a candidate can do? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis-headed interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.